Come on! Let's get nuts.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
You're a performer. I'm a promoter. Won't pay you cash, but I can give you exposure. You sold the tickets and your fans won't leave sober. You live in your car and lost your toes to exposure. But look, I got a business to run.
You. I hate you. So much. You are such a piece of shit.
Hey, let's chill.
But I'm a piece of shit.
That's true.
I can appreciate pieces of shit. And they always say, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yes.
Well, I tried to beat you, and I couldn't. So now, I got your goddamn back. Ooh. I'm not going to suck your dick, but I will make everybody who tries to stand in your way suck your dick. Everyone, tell me who. Candace, Elgin, Joey, Ryan. Not these two.
I don't know.
They're good Christian boys. They don't do that shit.
Right on.
Rip off when I'm making music, man. It's like I got Brian Headwells to play on my record, and then I started singing like Corey Taylor from Slipknot, because that's the end thing right now, man. Slipknot and Korn's the end thing. So if I do them both in the same project, it'll work, bro.
You ready to do some podcasting?
Of course I am. Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, no, rock and roll.
Ohio stuff.
Northeast Ohio. Yeah. Sometimes none of that. My name is Eagle, and I will openly admit, Slipknot's okay.
Yeah.
They're not the best.
They're not the worst.
But they're all right.
Nah, they're all right.
And I am joined, as always, by the real host of the show.
This motherfucker.
The one, the only, Rubber City Redbeard.
You guys can't see it because we're a podcast. I'm doing the Rob Van Dam thumbs at myself.
The
right
thumbs.
Now. That's what I'm doing.
He's like,
because I'm
RCRB.
How you doing, dude?
Dude, I'm doing quite well today.
I haven't got to see you since we kicked it.
We did kick it. Yeah, that was the last time I saw you too.
It's hard to kick it because I very rarely have time, like especially on the weekends and shit, because I'm usually working at the club.
Mm-hmm.
With it
working
being,
your own shows.
Right. Right. Working shows instead of going to shows. And I miss going to shows. But this is our slow month. Like, you know, December, January.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is our slow shit. Like, we don't have very many shows.
Bad weather, holidays, fans ain't traveling as much.
Fans are not trying to travel in this shit.
People aren't trying to go out as much either, right?
Like, well, and they're spending money on other shit. Holidays, man. Like, you know.
Yeah. I
Thanksgiving
mean,
costs a lot of money to cook food.
Didn't the Jackal show get canceled because lack of ticket sales?
Low ticket sales, yeah. And they did well the last time they were there. So, you know, and look, I found out the night before it gets canceled.
Yeah, I think I may have found out before you. I saw the Outpost
That's
posted it.
That's bullshit!
Did you see the day of the Outpost put up on Facebook? Like, tonight, Jackal. I put a comment. I was like, is the show still not canceled?
Yeah, what happened?
Should I call Redbeard up and let him know he's got to work?
Are the boots coming? Are we going to get to see the boots?
I had a problem with my boots, man.
You know, I never realized, like, before, because the last time he played... For those of you guys that don't know, Jackal, the lead singer, Jesse, I don't know his
James
last,
Dupree.
Jesse James Dupree, right,
yes,
from Jackal. He's got gnarly cowboy boots that he wants everybody to see, and he will not play a show if you cannot visually see his fucking boots on stage. So, you know, like, the week of the show, I started looking back at their videos from back in the day, like the early 90s shit, right? And, that Down On Me song. I looked at that, and he's got, like, the fucking, the shirt that's wide open with his chest showing, right? And he's got a fucking headband on, and his hair is flowing and rocking with hairspray, and he's got the tight-ass pants on, and then boom, dude, cowboy boots. And I was like, he's fucking serious about them boots, bro. He ain't fucking playing when it comes to them boots. Stop messaging me, people. I'm trying to do a show. So I had some time off. And me and Eagle, we decided to go to a show.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a show. Who'd we go see?
We saw Feds.
Oh, my God.
Don't stop the fight. Fight. Fight.
Former Badass Man of the Week.
We talk about him a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Fuck You Pay Me also played that evening.
Yeah, they did. And you know what? The singer at the merch table glared at me.
Did he?
He did. He glared at me. He kind of looked at me like, fucking asshole.
Oh!
I told you they don't like me. I like them. They don't like me. It's all right.
We also saw Wall Creeper for the very first time ever.
Those guys were really good.
Oh, holy shit.
Their singer means business.
Dude, that whole band means some business.
No, yeah, they're good. I'm just saying. That singer means business.
Mm-hmm. And we saw Weird Penis, which was also really good.
I didn't even know Mike Mikeley was in another band. I had no idea that he was in that band.
Yeah?
Yeah. So they started playing, and I was like, oh, Mike's in this band. I didn't fucking know that.
I got to meet the lead singer of Weird Penis, and I will say this right now. He does not remember this. He was very drunk. It was his birthday, I believe, 26th birthday or something. So happy belated. I wished him a happy birthday.
It was that night? Was his birthday?
That night.
Oh, I didn't know.
I believe so. Maybe they were doing some band bit or something on stage, but I believe that was the case. And I got to meet him outside. Stepped outside for a bit, get some air, and he walked right up to me and he says, "Dude, I'm fucked up right now." And I said, "Great set." And he seemed very appreciative, like, oh, shit, for real? Like,
oh, you listened to that shit?
That was, I don't know, dude. And he did that thing that bands do, especially when you're drunk after a performer, where you're like, I don't know, man, like,
oh, I fucked up.
I caught things that you didn't catch, because yeah. I know the songs, because I made it.
My drummer messed up, if you didn't hear it.
Yeah, I was in a bit of a mood during the opener, but I seemed like a really nice kid. Seemed like a nice kid.
Yeah, they were good.
They were really good, man.
It was a great show. Like, the whole show was great. All the bands were really good. Mm-hmm. And it's rare for me to even work a show where all the bands are good. Like, usually it's, you know, a shit show, and then a couple bands are good. Everybody was good that night.
Yeah, dude. And we didn't even think we were going to stick around for the entire show because they are so fucking punk rock. That the show was supposed to start at 9, so we show up like a little after 9.
I don't think it was. I think it was like right before 9, right?
Was it
like
right before?
I think we got there like 8:45.
Just want to make sure.
To get there.
Yeah.
We walked downstairs at Annabelle's. Annabelle's West Market Street in Akron, one of the best little hole-in-the-wall fucking live music venues there is.
It's so great.
Yeah, and so we walked downstairs where the actual stage is and the bar and shit.
Mm-hmm.
No lights on. Like, the sound guy was just getting shit set up.
Stools up on the bar still.
Like, none of the fucking chairs are down yet. And we're just kind of like, okay.
Is there a fucking show tonight?
We are apparently early.
But then we ran into the greatest sound guy in the history of the world.
It is really like probably the highlight of my night is that we're just standing out in front of Annabelle's talking and Ric Fuller appears.
Just shows up. Just our good, good buddy.
Fucking love this dude.
Love him.
I was so, I instantly warmed up inside because of all the love that I felt.
Right.
And it's so good to see Rick, man. I never get to see him. Really is one of the best sound guys like anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
For sure in the state of Ohio. Right, and I know a lot of sound guys in our region, you know what I mean? And people that do that job. Rick's the fucking man. Like, Rick hears things that nobody else hears. He's just tuned into that shit. Like, he was made to do that job.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a gift when it comes to sound. And hearing it and knowing what to fix and... Yeah.
He's the best. But he had to go. He had to get out.
I knew he wasn't staying by his wardrobe. I seen his sweatpants, and I was like, oh, he's going home to the couch.
He's chilling.
He's got a chick and sweatpants.
Yeah. But still, we still got to see him there. We ran into some people.
Buddy Peel from Fistula shows
Fistula.
Up.
Fistula.
Bob.
From
Fistula. Bab. From Fistula shows up.
We found ourselves kicking it. I should mention, we were sitting in our podcast position as soon as we got there.
Yeah, that was weird, right? Like, you pointed that out, like, and I didn't even realize it.
There was a coffee table, and you sat on the left side of the room. I sit on the right side of the coffee table.
There was like a love seat in between.
There was a love seat.
We
could have
sat anywhere, but we assumed the positions of the podcast.
Yeah, all we were missing was the MacBook and the microphones.
Yeah, and we had a guest couch.
We could have had a guest couch.
Yeah.
All night, I kept in my head, I was just like, why aren't we recording the podcast at Annabelle's? Get a camera on a tripod, make it a YouTube show, bring guests to be on the love seat.
Eagle decided we shouldn't do the podcast anywhere else but Annabelle's.
Yeah.
Like, we should do that.
So what's up, Annabelle?
And again, look, I know Billy. I know the owner. Oh. Hey, Billy, why don't you let us fucking use your basement?
That's the name of this episode. Hey, Billy, why don't you let us use your fucking basement? So if anybody is talking to Billy from Annabelle's.
And we need to use your shit. It's free promotion for you.
Yeah, you know there
many,
you go.
Do you know how many fucking people listen to us? 36?
Dozens, brother.
Bro. We will get your shit out to dozens of people.
Maybe more. It depends. Some weeks more. Some weeks. I can fudge the numbers, the stats if you need.
Fudging them doesn't really do anything. It just fudges them.
We kept talking that we weren't going to be staying the entire evening. Like, well, not even going to catch feds. I can't even think about how many times you said that. Like, probably not even going to watch feds.
We're going to be able probably to stay. I don't think they're going to go on until like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
We're old.
We are.
Yeah.
I was expecting like a punctual show, not like, realizing how punk rock the evening was going
to
be.
Like, you had dad shit, mm-hmm. So family to come home to, and you're not used to doing the late nighters.
No.
I had a job to fucking wake up and go to Saturday mm-hmm. morning for, because you know, whatever. I had to work Saturday because of Thanksgiving and shit. We stayed.
We did.
We stayed. We couldn't not stay. We had to stay.
We had to.
No regrets here.
None whatsoever.
It was so good, man.
I mean, Weird Penis opened up the show, and there was some notes I want to talk about from the Weird Penis set. I felt bad because there should have been more of an actual pit. But what happened was there was a guy who I'm assuming is a friend of the band. He was a little intoxicated. He was ready.
Is this the dude with the black eye?
It was the other guy, the guy who gave him the black eye.
The guy with the black eye, like, showed up with the black eye.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
See, I wasn't sure because he showed up with the black eye
and was like,
because it looked kind of fresh, didn't it? Like, his eye looked
like a week old or so, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
See,
maybe it was fresh.
Maybe.
It could have been.
I just didn't notice the black eye until after his friend was like, hey, Weird Penis is playing. They're our friends. Or a band that we like. I don't know the exact relationship between them, so I don't want to speculate. But they got in their own little pit thing where the guy basically just beat the shit out of the black eye dude.
Yeah.
Just basic.
Black eye holding, dude. Not the black guy.
Yeah.
I didn't want you guys to.
I don't know how my spacing on that was.
Right.
But I know what I thought. He basically beat the living dog fuck out of the guy and spilt his beer.
Well, he dropped his beer. And then some kid kicked it.
And so there's beer all over the floor, the middle of the pit area, which everybody just silently realized, like, well, I'm not going out
not
towards the stage because I'll slip.
Yes, and fall.
As soon as I get there, I'll slip. There was an incident, too, where this 80-pound dude was talking with his girlfriends.
I didn't get to see this, but I was standing right there.
Yeah, I'm standing next to Buddy Peel, a former bouncer, a legit badass of a dude.
Doesn't know his own strength. He's one of these guys that, like, never worked out in his life. And I've seriously seen him yank doorknobs off of doors. Like break door. It's fucking stupid. Buddy really doesn't know his own strength. He's a strong guy.
This cat, he was talking to his girlfriend and this other girl, and you could tell exactly what the situation was. And the situation was this, was that he pinpointed me, and he said to this girl, watch this. So what he does, and I see it out of the corner of my eye, I'm looking straight at the stage.
So your peripherals.
And yeah, and so he's like, you know, if I'm standing in the middle of the clock, he's kind of like at my 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And I just see this dude charging me.
Was Buddy at your 9 o'clock?
Buddy is, yeah, he's directly right next to me.
Okay.
Like, we're bumping elbows and shit.
Right, he's directly next to you to the left. This guy's coming from your right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he runs, like, I mean, super fast. This happened so quick. But I was like the Flash because everything just slow motioned.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's running. He turned around and jumped, like, his back at me. So his objective was to knock me over, I guess?
Yeah, to blast you with his back.
First of all, bitch, I'm a professional, and you didn't even budge me.
Yeah, second of all, you weigh 80 pounds, so I don't know why you're even throwing your whole body
at fucking
people.
Idiot.
Stop it.
You fucking idiot.
Pussy. Chip, you know what? You just made the list.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Buddy, though, with the quickness, also like the Flash.
Stiff arm.
Just arm right in front of me. Like, hits this dude, grabs the dude at the same time, simultaneously does both. Throws the dude, and you saw what happened. More beer got spilled all over the guitar player. The dude lands into, like, the singer.
Yeah.
All one-handed Buddy Peel, right, whoosh, right hand, boom. And he looks at me, and I look at him, and we both just start laughing.
That's the buddy move, man. Like,
And so the guy a couple times tried to pull some slick shit, but it just wasn't going to happen. And then you got the dude with the black eye standing behind us now at this point.
I seen him, and like, he starts shoving Buddy.
He had a fist, and he punched his shoulder twice, like, well, not hard. And then he's pushing Buddy, to which Buddy just turns around and gives this guy a look. And the dude's reaction was like, fine, don't want to fucking pit, fine. I guess we don't want to.
This guy means business. Well, I guess I'll quit shoving him.
Yeah, Buddy looked like he kind of guy that will go to prison over whatever just to prove a point. He's like, fuck it, I'll spend 4 months just to make a point.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. It's what he looks like.
He doesn't do that.
No.
But look, if Buddy wanted to ball one up and put one through you, he would.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But I thought Weird Penis put on a really good set. And I think that the atmosphere would have been a little bit better. I mean, it was still good.
Yeah.
It was still good. People were really into it. But also, when it's the first band, when you're the first band, it's a lot harder to get people all up to the front and dancing. Because people will just start drinking. And then when you have a situation like that, you know, you also don't want to be like the first. You don't want to be the first one. Because you look weird. And what if nobody follows suit, right? That's what happened with those two guys. But they were pitting like Jack. I'm sure they're wonderful human beings. Pitting like jackasses.
The guy with the black eye is an asshole.
Dude's an asshole.
Not going to say he's a wonderful human being. Any guy with a black eye like that and was acting like he was, I guarantee he regularly has black eyes.
And he was wearing like some button-up shirt. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
What is
that? I mean,
that?
I know who that dude is friends with at that show. Like, I knew some of the guys he was hanging out with. And I don't know if he's a part of those guys.
Right.
But those guys don't give a shit. Those guys do not give a shit. They will fucking fight anytime, drunk or not. Like, they just don't give a shit.
I thought they had a really good set, but then Wall Creeper with my buddy, which I found out last week, we made Wall Creeper the badass band of the week.
Yeah, and then afterwards, right? This is after we
made him badass band of the week.
We do not know that your boy is in this band.
I get this message on the Facebooks from my buddy Nick, and it's like, Nick invited you to like his page, Wall Creeper.
You're like, his page?
I was like, wait a second. So I do a little research, and I find out that Nick's not the original bass player. He just joined the band.
Yeah.
Or as he says, I lucked into it. Well, that's a great way to look at it. First of all, I got to say this about the bass player from Wall Creeper. Awesome, awesome fucking human being. I've known this cat for over 10 years. First kid ever to talk to me about the Melvins.
Yeah.
Religiously. And you can hear it in his bass tone. You could hear his bass that he was sounding like Jared from the fucking Melvins and Big Business playing that bass.
Yeah.
I love that fucking bass. Like, you could see it. You could see it in his performance. I kept nudging you the whole night. Like, that's my boy. That's my boy playing the bass right now for this band. Like, holy shit. But yeah, he invited me to like the band page. I learned it all. I hit him up. I was like, what the fuck? I love your fucking band. I'm going to be at the fucking show. Just talked about you guys on this fucking podcast. Just all this stuff. So, a small world that we live in. Got to see Wall Creeper, and they were fucking phenomenal.
They're
that
really
band,
good.
That band can. They have the potential to be way bigger than anything they've even imagined yet. Like, there's elements in the drum. You can tell how much the drummer loves himself some fucking like metal, some groove metal. And a lot of shit reminded me, there's like elements of punk rock, elements of NDE.
Yeah, I heard that shit. When you pointed that out, I was like, yeah, yeah.
It's like, that is an NDE style fucking riff. Groove, dude. Yeah. And I've been wanting to hear that for so long. For so long, I've wanted to hear a band like Wall Creeper. I didn't know that specifically Wall Creeper was going to be the band, but I've been listening to the stuff from the Bandcamp, which I highly suggest everybody go check out.
And man, I want to see them again. Like, I want to know when they're playing again and again. And we highly recommend checking out Wall Creeper because 100%. If they keep up what they're fucking doing, sky's the limit, brothers. Luckily, it was Fuck You Pay Me that followed him. Fuck You Pay Me can follow. They can follow.
Even Frank McGee said he didn't want to follow Fuck You Pay Me. And, yeah. And, you know, Frank McGee from Feds, the singer from Feds, he said that while they were on stage. And so he was like, I never want to follow a band like Fuck You Pay Me.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, so Wall Creeper is a great fucking band. Another local gem.
Yeah.
You know.
Seriously, go check them out. But yeah, Fuck You Pay Me, man. They ripped it.
They always do.
Yeah.
They're never bad. I've seen them 3 times now, and they just don't. They don't suck.
Still reminds me of the energy of seeing Schnauzer. Like, I can just sense the love of Schnauzer somewhere in that band, that arsenal. And I defy anybody and Fuck You Pay Me to tell me otherwise, because you're wrong. You love Schnauzer, whoever you are. Which is a great thing. That's a great thing, because Schnauzer is the best, and not enough people fucking are influenced by the best. And so, yeah, man, I enjoyed Fuck You Pay Me.
Kenny fucking Royer shows up. He was there as well.
Yeah.
The drummer from... the Ravenna Arsenal.
I met him.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the vinyl right now. What up?
Oh, what up, Kenny? You motherfucker. But he's really good friends with the guys in Fuck You Pay Me, and that's why he came out. Was to see them and shit. So it was a great night all around. But yeah, then after Fuck You Pay Me.
Feds.
I watched Frank that night. At some point during the set, it was like halfway through the set, beginning of a song. As he starts singing, the same time he starts singing, have you ever seen Bruce Lee do the 6-inch punch?
The heart punch.
Yeah, you ever see that from 6 inches away?
Yeah, of course.
He'll punch a motherfucker like 20 feet back and shit.
Yeah.
I watched Frank put his hand out about 6 inches from this guy, open-handed, and just folded this dude in half backwards like a 1960s Barco lounger. Like, the dude went from standing to laying down instantly. And Frank didn't even give a shit. Like, Frank was like, boom, blah, 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 and just, those guys are brutal. I mean, they're fucking, they're really
good.
So
good, man. Yeah.
They're angry, and they don't put up with shit. They're not the band that you want to start shit with, you know?
That, you can say that about all the bands, ultimately, that we saw that night.
Yeah, but you really don't want to start shit with those guys. You
really don't want to start shit with Feds.
So, the drummer from Feds.
Brandon.
Yeah.
What's up, Brandon?
Brandon.
Gave us shirts. What's up, Brandon? Yes!
Thanks for the shirts, dude. I talked to him for probably 20 minutes after the show. And he's one hell of a drummer, dude. I mean, he's solid as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Hits hard, and you can just tell he loves where he's at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's a really good dude. Big wrestling fan.
What's up? Too sweet.
So, yeah. And he digs that you talk about wrestling a lot. He wanted to tell me that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We'll do it more often. Hell yeah. I dig talking about wrestling.
So we'll get some more wrestling talk, Mr. Siegenthaler.
Yeah, those dudes were incredible. I was really, really excited when they played Trash Class. I wasn't sure by the time that they ended up playing. I was like, maybe they'll just skip out on that one. And then I started hearing it, hearing David Burgess's guitars doing that. Womp, 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 womp. If the shadows up.
Dave's a good guitar player, man.
Dave's a good dude.
He kills it.
Dave.
He's hilarious.
We talked to Dave after the set. Dave was also, he was a little inebriated. That was fun.
Yeah.
He was talking about some shit I don't even remember.
What was it? What was that about?
Something involving money and sending him to get something. And then we recorded some fight in my backyard where, when I looked back, did not look like a badass fight at all. It looked like two fucking gorillas that were tranquilized. Like, just slapping each other. That's what it looked like. And so I always chalk that day up, that experience up to, you know, I don't drink that much anymore.
Probably a good choice.
He was even saying, like, we were bonging liquor. I'm like, that sounds exactly like something I would have done. So David Burgess, I apologize for whatever bullshit happened that day because I didn't get to finish the story because your woman came out and she's like, you now go. And he's like, peace.
I gotta go with my chicks here.
He dipped the fuck out, just jetted. Like,
she lets me put my penis in her and you guys don't, so I'm out.
But it was great seeing him, man. It was great seeing everybody that we saw that night. You know, ran into quite a few people. And, man, just overall, what a good time. And on top of it, I had Wendy's prior to going, and I got laid. That was my Friday.
Let's talk about Mr. Zubs.
Okay. Mr. Zubs.
Because you were like, oh, we go to Zubs, right?
Yeah.
And I totally got you. It's all good.
Yeah.
Right? But then you became hungry.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I can't eat right now because of my face. Because of my beard. Right? And the sandwich that I'm going to get is loaded with macaroni and cheese.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's a messy sandwich. And I was like, oh, man, you know, go ahead and go. It's all good. Right? You're like, you sure? And I'm like, yeah, go ahead and go. If you're hungry, go get some food and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you go and get some food.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You come back, and what'd you say?
I had to shit.
Right. I can't eat this.
Because I have to shit. Yeah.
And I'm like, you could, you know, you realize you could have waited.
I didn't know.
You realize you could wait until the show. You realize you could wait until the show.
I didn't know until the sandwich was ordered that I had to take a shit.
Yeah.
It wasn't until then. I felt fine. Like, great.
Bubble guts just came about. You were like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
You know, you could have just got your sandwich for later. I mean, there was only one band playing.
I mean, I could have got it for later, but then I couldn't have reheated it, and my bread would have been all, like, soggy and shit. And I would just go, I mean, look, I would have ate it, and it still would have been good, right? But if I could have got it fresh after the show.
So I owe you a Zubs sandwich, is what you're saying? I
kind of got dicked out of a Zubs sandwich.
Wow.
I feel like I got dicked out of a Zubs sandwich.
That's fucked up.
I mean, just saying.
Remember that one time, like, I went to Mr. Zubs out in Kent, and then Micah T gave me a Zubs sandwich.
And he brought it to me?
Yeah.
I remember that. Okay, we're even. That was Micah. Micah gave me that sandwich.
Yeah, but that sandwich would have never been made had I not gone to Mr. Zubs prior.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I am the already, impetus of you your sandwich eating.
But you were that already sandwich, coming.
That sandwich that you ate that night is all because the root of it is based off my decision to go to Mr. Zubs in the first place.
That's true.
Yes.
But the whole reason I got
remove
the sandwich
that from the equation
is
no
because
sandwich.
You were already coming to the club and Micah loves me.
Yeah, but I'm the first domino in the fucking effect. I'm just saying, you take
but
that out.
But it's the
out.
Effect that counts.
Nothing, there would be no effect without that domino.
All right. We're half even on that sandwich.
I didn't know I was going to have to take a shit. I ended up having to shit in Annabelle's,
Did you shit in Annabelle's?
I dropped such a fast.
There's like fucking 20 places on Market Street that you could have walked to that would have been way better than dumping in Annabelle's.
Annabelle's wasn't that bad.
There's not even a door on that thing.
There was a door.
Oh, there's a door?
There's a door.
Oh, that's not so bad, I guess. I mean,
there was a door. Nobody was in there. Nobody was in there. And I was just like, all right, do I do this? Do I do this? Do I do this? Just go for it. And it was like.
Speed dumping?
Yeah, dude. It was just like boom, 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 done. Stood up. I heard some people doing their thing, doing their peeing. I was like, I'm gonna wait for them because I don't want to be the guy when I walk out being
right,
look at the fat guy that just took a shit.
Right. They associate your face with the rest of the night of the taste that they had in their mouth when they walked into the bathroom and shit. Like, they tasted your asshole as soon as they walked in.
Oh, that's nasty.
I do gotta say, Annabelle's has a pretty fucking decent bathroom. It's not that bad.
No, look, it's awesome looking.
I mean, have you ever been in the matinee? You ever been in Mr. Zub's bathroom?
Yeah.
That is the scariest fucking STD-ridden place I've ever been. Ever. That bathroom is more punk rock than Annabelle's is as a whole.
Annabelle's has the old school gnarly fucking like trough that you piss in.
Yeah.
Like Cleveland Stadium and shit.
But I feel like they're just trying to be rustic or something. I feel like that's because, I mean, it's such there's a lot of hipsters. Hipsters that go to Annabelle.
Upstairs, though.
Yes.
They hang out upstairs.
Well, that's where I pooped. I pooped upstairs.
Yeah, well, that's where you gotta poop.
Yeah.
There's no bathroom downstairs. Mm-hmm. Is there a bathroom downstairs?
I don't know.
I think there is.
Oh.
Might be. I can't fucking remember.
I didn't
either way,
it.
You pooped at Annabelle's.
Yeah.
That's a feat. So do you remember the, like, we're standing there watching Wall Creeper, And I'm pretty sure Wall Creek was on.
I know where you're going.
Oh, yeah, you know where I'm going with this. So you start laughing because there's this chick who was decent looking. She was a decent looking chick.
Mm-hmm.
She's there with this young, preppy looking motherfucker.
Man, yeah, he looked like he was like,
10 years younger.
Computer engineer.
Little boy toy for her.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
That's what those words came into her head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boy toy.
Boy toy.
So we start laughing because these two are like making out like high schoolers.
Yeah.
Like open mouth, just faces.
It almost looked like an SNL skit where they go overboard with the tongue kissing, like, well, you know, Will Forte like just, and somebody. Like,
yep.
That's what it looked like.
It's exactly what it looked like. And it was just as funny in real life. So later on, we're sitting there on the couches in our respective positions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I could see her.
Yeah, she's behind me.
Yeah, she's behind you at like this table, still making out with this dude or whatever. And this is a little bit later on. And so while she's making out with this dude, he kind of goes to one side and is like start kissing on her neck and her ear and shit. So she turns her head towards me and she catches eyes. Like, right, like we catch eyes.
Just locks it in.
And we lock on, right? She locked eyes with me and gave me the eyes like, yeah, what's up? What's up, beard? And I caught them eyes and I was like, yo, this chick's into me real quick. And then she blew me a kiss. She made the lips like what's up?
Oh shit. Like, what's
up? And then I laughed and brought my phone up and ignored her. Let me tell you why, people. Any chick who is as cute as she was, making out as nasty as she was, right?
She's getting out.
Right, getting freaky! While she's making out with this dude, as nasty as she's making out with him, locks eyes with me and then starts giving me the, hey, I want to fuck you too eyes and shit. This is how you get herpes. This is how you get STDs and shit. Genital warts on your asshole and just covering your balls. This is how. Bitches like that. So gentlemen, and I use this term loosely, gentlemen, know when to say no. Know when to look away. There is a time to say no to bitches.
There is.
I don't give a fuck how cute they are.
But a condom.
You can. No.
A condom.
No.
Double bag.
Dude, can you put one over your balls too? Bag. Are you slapping a rubber over your balls?
I don't know.
Are you shoving them into a fucking condom?
I haven't used a condom since I was a teenager. I don't know.
Right.
Condoms suck.
They do. Boring. Boring, but at least the chicks that I've fucked without condoms in my life, like mm-hmm. I knew those chicks, so I knew I wasn't gonna get, you know, burnt.
Right.
Like, I've never been burnt in my life. I've never even had chlamydia. I've had like
80. I've never even had chlamydia. Maybe that'll be the name of the show. I've never even had chlamydia.
I mean, like 75% of my friends probably have had chlamydia at some point in their life and shit. Especially when we was teenagers, man. Like, my sister had that shit once, but I think she got it from one of my friends. This is how you get fucked up. Don't fall into these traps.
Right.
But she wanted it. She wanted it. She wanted that beard.
Yeah, that's all the kind of stuff that can happen at a place like Annabelle's.
Yeah,
sponsor us, Annabelle's.
Hey guys, if you want some pussy and you like getting drunk and shit, Annabelle's is the place to be. Because there's definitely liquor and pussy there. How about Ohio passing the heartbeat bill? This fucking heartbeat bill. You hear about that?
Is it real?
Yeah, they passed it today.
Okay.
In Ohio, it is now illegal to have an abortion past 6 weeks.
Past 6 weeks?
6 weeks. Some Yikes. People don't even fucking find out they're pregnant until 8 weeks.
Shit.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You're not allowed to have a fucking abortion now.
But can in you Ohio. Leave the state and go get one? Say,
I'm sure
Michigan?
You can. I'm sure you can.
Whew.
I don't see why you wouldn't be able to, but that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to travel to get your fucking kids sucked out.
My wife's got she got her tubes tied. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I just don't get it, man. Like, you have, you know, there's just too many fucked up people in this day and age, rape cases, molestations, especially like family on family abuse. It's very, I don't want to call it popular, but it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And to take away the rights of these women who go through these things and tell them that they have to have this kid, it's illegal for you to take care of your own life. It's illegal for you to make a decision about your life. We're going to make it for you. But then after the kid's born, they don't give a fuck.
Man, isn't that just seems
they,
like
they don't. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a shit about the fucking kid. They want to fucking sit there and talk about pro-life, 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 and then talk shit about people that are on welfare. Oh, we got to take care of you, and I'm paying the taxes on that kid. And well, maybe if you would have let that motherfucker suck that kid out, and you wouldn't have been so fucking pro-life. You're only pro-life when it fucking matters to you. So yeah, that's a thing in Ohio now. It made me a bit sadder to be an Ohioan. And I love this state. I really believe that Ohio is probably the best place to be. And this is coming from me, man. Ohio's home. And, you know, home is where your heart is. I love this fucking state. Really made me fucking sad to be an Ohioan when they fucking did that shit. I don't get it. I don't get it. Get your fucking nose out of everybody else's vagina. How about that?
Yeah.
Yes.
The Standing Rock Dakota Pipeline, Dakota Access Pipeline, that whole situation.
Yeah.
Out there in Dakota. So the Army Corps of Engineers said that they would not grant the easement, that this company would have to find another route for this pipeline that they were not allowed to stay course.
Right.
That company, the same day that decision was handed down, that company said, fuck you. We're going to do whatever the fuck we want, and you can't stop us. So for everybody that was cheering that it was over and you guys won, and they won, they didn't win. This is not over. That Dakota Access Pipeline shit, this is going to keep going. Donald Trump, the big news was Donald Trump pulls his investment from the Dakota Access Pipeline because he had a vested interest. It doesn't matter. He pulled his investment because he has to. He has to do that. He's not allowed to be vested in this. But he's still boys with these motherfuckers. So come January, when he takes over and he's in power and shit, he's gonna let this shit go down. It's gonna be an even bigger fight. They're already setting up camps. The police, the militarized police, and this private security firm, they set up barracks right after the Army Corps of Engineers said, no, you're not allowed to do that. And they're like, okay, we're going to go ahead and build houses. We're going to set up a spot for us to sleep because we're not leaving. And we're going to keep fighting these fuckers. It's a wrap. It's not over, that Dakota Access Pipeline. I feel bad for those people. But, you know, 2,000 veterans go out there and look them people in the face and said, you're going to have to shoot us. You're going to go and shoot us. If you want to get to them, you're going to shoot us. And then the Army Corps of Engineers was like, okay, we're going to go ahead and stop that shit. Right? But that's what it took. It took 2,000 American veterans to go out there to make this point. And it's like the thousands of people that were already there getting shot in the face with rubber bullets and getting their arms blown off with fucking concussion grenades and getting shot with water cannons in 23-degree weather. Mm-hmm. None of that fucking mattered. Until the military, the people stepped up and went out there and was like, no, man, we're not putting up with this shit, you know?
Right.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic, it's the oath that they swore to fight that shit. So it's going to be a bigger fight. This is going to keep on, and I think it's going to get a lot worse once Trump becomes president. I think the National Guard is going to go out there and some people are going to get fucked up. So
good job, America.
We are doing it good. Proud to be an American. So, once again, here we are. Now it's time.
Is it that time?
To say goodbye.
Oh, shit.
It's all our company.
That means that it's time. for best band of the week. Every week.
Booyah.
That's all I care about.
Zing.
In my life. Who we got this week, Redbeard?
Motherfucking Mockingbird from Akron, yes. Ohio. Oh, here we go again with that Rust Belt shit. Mockingbird's a great band. Most of their stuff is all instrumental. I know Bobby Clark did some stuff with them for a while before he had his little bout with cancer, which Bobby Clark is great now, by the way.
He beat the fuck out of it. Don't worry about Bobby.
Kick the shit out of some cancer.
Nothing can take that dude down.
But yeah, mostly an instrumental band. I've known all these guys. Andy Strickland, who plays guitar. I've known Andy since I was 12 years old. I was really close friends with his cousin, Jason. We all grew up in Kenmore together, so Buddy also grew up with Andy. We've all known each other for many years.
Sweet.
Chad Beverlin, the drummer for Mockingbird.
Barb.
When I first met Chad, I was 20, and I was living in a flop house over by Akron U, doing lots of cocaine. Copious amounts of cocaine and methamphetamines.
Holy crap.
Lots of it. And I met Chad. He lived in the apartment upstairs. And 8 o'clock in the morning, Chad would be upstairs just playing grindcore on his drums. Like, just... That's what I would wake up to every day, is fucking Chad just killing it on drums. So we became friends back then. Really good dude, solid drummer, solid human being. It's really, really nice guy. And then we have Mike Gilpatrick, otherwise known as Falche.
Falche.
Who also used to play bass in Rue.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I bought an I Hate God tribute CD because Rue was on it.
They did that shit.
Yeah.
And I believe Falche was on that.
Yeah.
Great dude. Loves weed. So if you ever see Mr. Gilpatrick out, I hope you have some really good marijuana in your pocket, because he would like to smoke it.
You can find Mockingbird on Facebook if you want to hunt them down.
Facebook.
At Mockingbird Rocks. That's pretty clever.
They do.
They rock. They do rock. They know what's up. One of my favorite things about their Facebook is their band interest. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Food.
I get that.
Beer.
Yep.
Weed. Nice gear. Nice gear again. Records, pack shows, and other cool artists.
Yeah. Those are good interests.
Those are great interests.
Yeah. They're all solid musicians. I mean, these guys have been playing their entire lives. Again, I've known Andy since he was 12. I think he was, like, playing in our early teens. Chad used to, like, he was like a hobo. Like, he used to hop on trains and travel and shit. Like,
That's great.
He was, oh, I know, totally, right? Like, he lived that life. Like, Chad has lived a great life.
It's about that life.
He's done a lot of really cool things in his life. And you know, Falche. His bass tone is fucking monstrous. Monstrous. Crushes.
I've seen Mockingbird a couple times live, and both times at the Outpost, I believe.
Okay.
And fucking, man, always enjoyed it. Got to see him with Bobby Clark once, too, and that was... Woo! Woo!
I'll put a video up. I have some video footage of Bobby. I think it was right after he had his surgery.
Yeah.
And he did a show with Mockingbird. It was right before his surgery, maybe. But he did a show with Mockingbird down at the Stone Tavern in Kent. So I do have some live footage of Mockingbird with Bobby Clark singing.
Oh,
and,
shit.
We'll put that up on our Facebook page.
Oh, there you have it, guys. There you have it.
Super dope.
Well, shit, man. I say we play some Mockingbird here before we go.
Sweet.
If you know somebody, you are somebody that may want to sponsor this show, Annabelle's.
5-Hour Energy. Annabelle's.
Mr. Zubs.
Chipotle.
Target.
Kmart.
Starbucks.
Walmart.
I was going to say Walmart, too.
Were you?
Yeah. Hit us up at keepingit99podcast@gmail.com. keepingit99podcast@gmail.com.
Hit us up with anything.
Anything. Really? If you got questions, if you got badass band of the week requests, if you got anything that you want us to talk about.
Pictures of your girlfriend's titties.
There's only going to be 3 more shows the rest of this year. Can you believe that?
Pictures of your mom's titties. 3 more shows this year?
That's it.
In 2016?
We got 3 more shows left, and that's it.
Oh,
and
this year has blown by. Do you realize we're, me and you, us, hour show, creeping up on a year.
Creeping.
It's creeping.
Creeping on a come up.
It's right around the corner.
So yeah, feel free to hit us up. But we'll be back next week. And then yeah, you know, we're going to end up having a holiday special coming up here soon. Have a year recap.
It's a Christmas special.
Let's call it what it is. We're going to have a Christmas special.
It's not a holiday. It's Christmas.
I don't want to offend anybody, so I say holiday because a lot of people don't believe in Christ.
Yeah. Well, you know, I say for the people that do believe in Christ,
yeah,
maybe you celebrate it in June when he was born.
Bitches. Stupid.
Don't talk to me about the true meaning of fucking Christmas when Jesus had nothing to do with December.
Yeah, we're going to have an awesome Christmas special.
Other than stealing the pagans' fucking holiday.
We're gonna have a special one. But I said, let's get the fuck out of here. Yeah, we're going to play some Mockingbird.
We're
going to see you people next week. Tell your friends all about it. Until then, my name's Eagle.
Rubber City Redbeard.
And that's not going to change.
Never.
Nope. Bye.
like boom, blah, blah,